A group of local rugby clubs has spent the summer helping to spread the game to a new generation in Northeast Philadelphia. WHYY's J. Scott Smith reports that the sport is slowly finding a home with kids in the city's Frankfurt section.
On a hot Friday afternoon at the Northeast Frankfurt Boys and Girls Club, a group of kids goes through the finer points of rugby, one of the world's toughest sports. Or at least, that's the plan.
Here you go.
We're going to play tag, I promise, but we got to do some of the fundamentals first. We've got to be good teammates.
Good catch.
The summer rugby program is a joint venture of the Schuylkill River RFC, Philadelphia Women's RFC, and the North Philly Nomads RFC. It's geared toward kids in the largely African-American Frankfurt neighborhood. Dave Cadell is the president of the Schuylkill River Club, and he helps coach the Narberth Otters Youth Rugby Club. He sees the program as a way to help grow the game.
It was an opportunity for us to give back to our community and find an area that's maybe overlooked a little bit, you know, the Northeast Frankfurt area and these kids in general, and come in and just, you know, be positive role models and everything else, and, you know, provide some programming for them.
Now, on this particular day, the kids, some as young as 5, are learning how to pass the ball and work together as a team. Rugby is often compared to football because of the running, catching, and tackling. But the coaches also compare it to basketball, with its focus on quick, lateral passing. Cadell says the 10-week program gets more in-depth with the older kids, but he's happy to be able to do what he can for the youngsters. Nomads coach and founder James Brunson, also known as JB, says the program is all about helping the kids experience a new sport.
Well, when I first started the North Philadelphia Nomads, we started playing other schools and other teams, majority of them were suburban teams. 90 minutes or so out, and we'll step off the bus, and it'll be like the first time I ever played an all-black team.
Brunson spent this day leading drills around the gym, along with help from women's coach Kate Halliman. Some of the smaller kids struggled at first with passing the ball before they finally got their groove going. Brunson says all he wants to see is continued growth from the kids. The club anticipates that as many as 130 kids will participate in this program, and is expanding playing time to 40 hours a week for the rest of the summer. And that's just fine with Cadell, who raves about the chance to interact with the young players and share his love of rugby.
Man, I'll tell you, I like working with kids. I like being a role model. I grew up in Villanova, man. I had a lot of privileges. Let's call it what it is. A lot of luck, a lot of good fortune, man. So to try to pay it forward, you know, to these guys, and to see it working, to see them happy, see them, you know, enjoying rugby and having a good time, it's like the best feeling in the world.
For WHYY News.
You guys ready?
I'm J. Scott Smith.
One.